sir?
My name's Charles David Freeman.
Mr. Freeman, okay, let's see here, who's doing Mr. Freeman? Who's conducting this hearing? Who's conducting the hearing? This is Mr. Freeman. Oh, one moment. Okay, now the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will be conducting the hearing, sir, so please hold on to the phone.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you this afternoon? Or morning?
I'm doing great.
Okay.
How are you?
Good, good, sir. So you're here before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
My full name is Charles David Freeman. My DOC number is 218-972.
Thank you, sir. So I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting the hearing this morning. We have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Moore, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Light, who's our board chair, and to my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, with us also today, representing the Department of Correction as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Turner, sir. I believe you can see Mr. Turner up on the screen today.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Freeman, prior to your hearing today, you signed a notification form that advised you that you were going to have this board's hearing today. You recall signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney to represent you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself today.
Okay, thank you. Well, at this time, Mr. Freeman, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay. Mr. Freeman, the hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
The allegation on your warrant states that your violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2 is demonstrated by your failure to report and establish residence at One Directions, Arizona, 6041 North 36th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about January 28, 2019, as directed verbally by your PO on January 28, 2019. Says that your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Freeman, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay.
I actually couldn't find a place, so I went to my family member's house.
All right, well, we're gonna let you go more into that when we go into phase two, okay?
All right,
well, based on the admission of Mr. Freeman, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agree Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination, as I previously stated, to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two, sir, with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you in the warrant, see if the board has any additional questions. And at that time, sir, you'll have an opportunity to present any information that you feel relevant to your case, okay? Mr. Freeman? Mr. Freeman.
I'm here.
Okay, did you hear what I just said, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Freeman was released from ADC custody on 1/28/2019, NRS on 2/9/2019 by Mesa PD. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 2/9/2019 with an adjusted CSED of 5/11/2019 with 12 abscond days. Current condition 2017, criminal trespassing, first degree, 1 year, 9 months. Prior convictions, 2006, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2009, burglary, tool possession, 6 months. 2013, burglary, second degree, 3 years, 6 months. This is his fourth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. STD information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Hecker Woods. Prior terms on supervision, 2007, TIS, release, completed 30 days. 2010, TIS release, absconded for 28 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2016, TIS release, arrested by Mesa Police Department on a failure to appear, warrant quashed, reinstated, absconded 2 days, arrested on ADC warrant and probation violation, revoked by DOEC. Disciplinary is moderate with theft, violence, and criminal damage noted. Other arrest, 2002, criminal damage, Arizona juvenile probation. 2003, aggravated criminal damage, Arizona juvenile probation. 2005, burglary third degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2006, ag assault on a peace officer, Arizona juvenile probation. 2006, burglary second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2006, unlawful use of means of transportation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2006, resisting arrest, Arizona juvenile probation. 2006, dangerous drug violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2011, misconduct involving weapons, Illinois, felony conviction, state prison. He has a GB score of G7, V8.
All right, thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Freeman, I see that when you were released, you were supposed to go to One Directions at 6041 North 36th Drive, but you failed to report there and establish residence as directed. Now, you didn't have any other approved residence, and also says that it looked like on January 28th of 2019, you were referred to Maricopa Skills Center for a job and workforce connection along with some other services. And then it says that you did have a test for random testing, however, you did not submit any specimen prior to absconding. So, Mr. Freeman, you were going to say something about not finding the One Directions, Arizona, where you were supposed to report.
Yeah, I also couldn't find a door on Cedar because I'm not familiar with Phoenix. I'm more familiar with Mesa. Also, I couldn't find One Directions either. Even though I had the directions, but I couldn't completely come out with the directions as far as knowing what the directions are. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to get the directions out good enough. As far as knowing where to go.
So where I just got out. Where were you at during those 12 days that you were out?
I was at my aunt April's house.
Okay, so you stayed there. What were you doing when you came in contact with Mesa PD?
I was at Walmart.
Okay, where were you?
I was actually going to the store.
What were you doing there? I mean, what made the police contact you?
I was going to the store. I was talking to somebody and the police rolled up on me. I guess they thought I was doing something wrong.
Okay. So why didn't you contact your PO during that short period of time?
I had no idea where the parole office was because I just got out and I'm more familiar with Mesa, like I said before. I'm more familiar with Mesa as far as being in Phoenix, but I can actually remember where the parole office is now. as far as getting to know the place. You know, as far as getting another chance, I don't know if you guys would be able to give me another chance in society. I know I deserve another chance. I mean, I could follow through with parole. I don't want to abscond or nothing like that. I don't want to go on new drugs or commit any crimes. I'm really not trying to do criminal activity when I get out.
Okay. So did you relapse or anything while you were out, sir?
No, sir.
No drugs or alcohol?
No drugs or alcohol, no.
All right, so let me see if the board has any additional questions. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. For the record, on his prior releases, he did report to the Mesa Regional Parole Office, so he did know where that office was and could have reported to that office and got direction.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Turner. Any more questions on behalf of the board? Okay, Mr. Friedman, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, so is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion?
You guys can give me another chance as society. I don't want to go out and commit crimes or commit any criminal activity or do any criminal activity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to cause problems in society or nothing like that. I can actually get a job right now, known as Energy Windows. That's the job, what the job name is. I'm actually hoping I can get out and get my Social Security card and get on with my life. I'm ready to get out. I mean, I get out. I guess my next release date is May 11th, so, I mean, that's not too far off. I mean, if you guys can give me another chance, I can promise you, like, get to the parole office and see my parole officer, get a job, be a good member of society.
Okay. All right, Mr. Freeman, the board's going to go into discussion, so while the board's in discussion, I need you to stay on the phone so you can hear the conversation taking place. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. I will get back to you with the decision of the board, okay? All right, the board's now going into discussion. Mr. Freeman says that if he's released back out, he would go to the parole officer and he would get a job at this time. However, during this period of time when he was released, he was supposed to go to One Directions and he didn't go there at all and was subsequently picked up by Mesa PD 12 days later. As he stated, he was picked up by the PD because he was just walking and the police rolled up on him, ran him, and found out that he had a warrant. Also, looking at his past terms in 2010, he absconded for 28 days, 2016, I believe it was. He was arrested in Mesa PD on a warrant. I just think that Mr. Freeman will be released in a short period of time on May 11th of 2019. It would be best if Mr. Freeman go ahead and complete his time. When he gets out, he won't have any parole or community supervision to do. That's my full and half. I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Seeing no comments coming from the colleagues, then at this time, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision. Mr. Freeman find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms, conditions of supervision, and had lapses about the lapse into criminal ways or a company. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
The motion by myself. Second, Mr. Rittenhouse. Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Mr. Freeman? Mr.
Yeah.
Freeman. So that's going, the board is voting to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on May 11th of 2019. During which time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. So work with your CO3 so you can come up with a plan so that when you release, sir, you'll be a productive citizen and hopefully not have any negative contact with law enforcement again, sir. Mr. Freeman, thank you for participating in your hearing today. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir. Please set the phone down so the next person can come in.
Thank you.